Hey guys, welcome to Heart to Talk the podcast. I am the host and creator, Teresa Caesar. My intention for this podcast is to deliver to you wisdom, inspiration, and consciousness through solo episodes and conversations amongst insightful people. It is my greatest honor to bring to you talks that come from the heart. Welcome to another special episode. Today, we are diving deep into a powerful affirmation that is truly a game changer. But first, here's a message from my amazing sponsor.
The answers you seek in love, relationships, prosperity, and health are closer than you think. Get your answers today by making an appointment with natural born psychic and soul medicine healer, Janice Noyhulani. Go to janicenoyhulani.com/affirmationbabe and use the code affirmationbabe, all one word, to get 30% off today.
Now back to the show. Repeat after me. I will always use my power to uplift others. I begin each day by asking myself, how can I use my power today to uplift those around me? And I'm inviting you to join me. I ask you, what will you do with your power, the power that is you? This episode is all about recognizing the incredible abilities and resources we possess to make a positive impact in someone else's life. It's about being a beacon of support, encouragement, and kindness to those in our circles, regardless of where we are on our individual journeys. We all hold the power to influence and uplift others, no matter our circumstances. From our families to the workplaces and even our interactions with strangers, we can totally make a difference. I will be sharing actionable strategies and tips and how you can incorporate this mindset and energy into your daily life. So friends, let's get started. Imagine a world where each of us actively seeks to empower and uplift those we encounter, whether it be within our families, workplaces, or even in interactions with strangers. Showing up in the world with this intention has the power to transform lives, foster stronger connections, and create a ripple effect of positivity that extends far beyond our immediate circles. We are all leaders in some form with the capacity to inspire, influence, motivate, and bring out the best in those around us. Whether you see yourself as a leader within your household, an organization, or simply as the director of your own life, you possess the ability to truly make a difference. So I invite you to embrace the power that you hold, no matter its capacity. Your power is significant. Take the opportunity to uplift others through your words, your actions, and intentions, and even more powerfully so, by being the example. No matter how small it may seem, together our collective power to uplift others and make a difference in the lives of those around us will change the world for the better. That I promise. Because in the end, we are all interconnected, and by uplifting one another, we rise together. Now that you've grasped the essence and vibe of what it means to claim the affirmation, I will always use my power to uplift others, we're going to dive into some tangible examples of how you can embody this practice every day. You know, it's so easy to lose sight of how we use our power. At times, we may even find ourselves in negative cycles or misusing our influence due to exhaustion or just being desensitized. So by grounding ourselves and consciously stepping into this mindset and energy, you can transform the dynamics of your relationships with everyone you encounter every day. Embracing this practice will infuse you with energy, and it will almost seem magical. Before I give you examples how you can step into this every day, I want you to think about in your life when someone has used their power, whether it's in their authority, in resources they had, in wisdom, to uplift you. What did that feel like? It's so powerful to remember and reflect on moments within your life, whether it was strangers, families, friends, or leaders, teachers, any experience that you've had where someone has used their power to uplift you in some way. And it might have been life-changing for you. I have had so many examples of it. And that's truly why I'm so passionate about leading in that way, because I am so grateful for those who literally came out of nowhere and invited me to either an event, to sit at their table, to join their organization and group, and who truly saw me, right? Who saw my heart, made me feel included and valued. I'm just forever grateful for it. So we're going to step into some ways and how you can harness that and what you've maybe experienced or maybe want to experience. A lot of times what we want, give it to people, right? So let's dive into some ways, everyday ways. We're going to start with random acts of kindness, which is basic, but man, has power. Engage in random acts of kindness towards strangers or even those you know by either paying for someone's coffee in line behind you or holding the door for someone, giving a compliment, or leaving encouraging notes in public places. These small gestures can truly brighten someone's day and create a ripple effect of positivity and remind them that there is kindness in the world. The next is expressing gratitude and encouragement. Take the time to express genuine gratitude and encouragement to your family members and friends. Acknowledge their efforts, achievements, and qualities that you truly admire, whether it's a simple thank you in a text for their support or a heartfelt written out note of appreciation. Showing gratitude is truly uplifting and can really strengthen your bond. Share positive messages, quotes, and affirmations on social media or in your daily interactions to uplift and inspire others. I cannot tell you how many times I'll just be feeling maybe a little tired, a little, you know, in my feelings or whatever it is. And then someone will send me a message that is so positive. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so amazing. So then it shifts me instantly. So be that for others. Encouraging words have such power to boost someone's morale, brighten their day, and just provide much needed motivation. And the next is practice active listening and offer emotional support to your friends and family whenever they need it most. Create a safe space for open communication and vulnerability without judgment. Hold space by being present, empathetic, and understanding. You can totally uplift them and it doesn't cost you anything, but just authentic time. You truly foster a sense of connection and trust, and you're modeling that for them, and they'll never forget that. And then when someone else is in need of that same, you know, active listening and emotional support, they'll know what it feels like and have that example because you were that, and then they will provide that for someone else. The next is just quality time and shared activities. Never underestimate the power of quality time. So invest quality time in bonding with your family members through shared activities and experiences, whether it's playing a board game together, going for a walk, or enjoying a meal as a family or within a friend group. These moments of togetherness can uplift spirits and create lasting memories. By prioritizing quality time and creating opportunities for shared joy, you strengthen your family relationships and bonds and uplift each other's hearts all at the same time. And it's priceless. The next is inviting people out. Reach out to someone, whether you know them or not, and invite them to join you for coffee, lunch, or a social gathering. By extending this invitation, you can create an opportunity for meaningful conversation, connection, and truly have the chance to build a new relationship or give someone an opportunity to experience a new environment that maybe they might have not otherwise, because you help someone expand their network with a connection in something perhaps they need right now in their life. And it is so powerful. This simple gesture can not only make someone feel valued, included, and seen, but it just fosters a sense of community and support. And there's such power in that. And it's so life-changing. Along that is always remember to introduce yourself and make others feel included, especially in environments that
you're new to and don't feel included. And so instead of just standing and sitting in the corner and maybe wanting to like leave the room, make yourself uncomfortable by making it comfortable. So if you notice someone looking lonely or not included in a group setting, take the initiative to introduce yourself, make them feel welcomed. Especially for maybe someone that you haven't seen in a long time, or someone you have a story that they don't like you, or maybe you've had a weird falling out with them, be the first to just be cool, right? Squash it, come up and just change the story, change the vibe you have. Take the initiative to either reintroduce, reconnect, and be authentic. Like, be yourself. You break down walls when you do that. Engage in a conversation, show genuine interest in getting to know them, include them in the ongoing activities or discussions. By reaching out and making an effort to connect, you truly uplift others' spirit and your own, and you create a sense of belonging within that space. The next is offer opportunities. So within your personal professional circles, uplift others by giving them a chance to shine or connecting them with valuable opportunities, whether it's recommending a family member for a job opening or mentoring a colleague within your organization. You have the power to uplift and impact others by providing them with opportunities for growth, learning, and advancement. By being a catalyst for their success, you contribute to their personal and professional development, creating a positive impact that extends beyond the individual. Now I'm going to go into some specific examples of how you can use your power if you are a leader within an organization, a company, and business. As a leader, make it a point to recognize and celebrate the achievements and milestones of your team members. Acknowledge their hard work, dedication, and contribution publicly, whether through a team meeting, email, or a dedicated recognition program. By shining a spotlight on their accomplishments, you uplift their morale, boost the morale of the organization or group, you boost their motivation, and foster a culture of appreciation within the organization. The next is foster growth and development opportunities. Support the growth and development of your team members by providing opportunities of learning, skill building, and career advancements. Offer mentorship, training programs, resources that empower them to enhance their skills and expand their knowledge. Also, I invite you to, within this capacity, go back and revisit maybe some soft skills. A lot of times we think it's automatic or common sense, but sometimes people actually need to be just directed and have the clear expectations or clear examples of how to show up powerfully in an email or within social settings, meetings, offering mentorship and training programs and resources that empower them to enhance their skills and expand their knowledge, going back and retraining in basic skills, you know, Microsoft Word, Excel, all of that. Sometimes we do need a refresher, right? And that just creates true confidence in how people show up. By investing in their professional development, you uplift their potential and cultivate a culture of continuous learning and demonstrate your commitment to their growth within the organization. Create a positive and inclusive work environment where all team members feel valued, respected, and heard. Encourage open communication, collaboration, and just diverse perspectives within your organization by creating a culture of inclusivity, empathy, and just mutual support and respect. You truly uplift the overall well-being and engagement of your team members, leading to increased productivity, creativity, and true job satisfaction. And shut down toxic behaviors. Make it known that this is a workplace where there's no cliques, there's no gossip, and that we're not problem-based, we're not complainers, we're not negative. If there's an issue, we are solution-based. We are going to come at it with support, love, and we're going to just know how to do better overall. By implementing these leadership practices within your organization or business, you create a supportive and empowering environment where team members will feel inspired, motivated, and most importantly, appreciated. So as I wrap up this episode, claiming you will use your power to uplift others is not just a statement, but it's a way of being that can bring about positive change in your life and in the life of those around you. Whether it's kind words to a stranger, a gesture of support to a friend or family member, or leading with empathy and compassion in your workplace, the opportunities to uplift others are endless and without a doubt will create a ripple effect of kindness and transformation. So as you go about your day, remember the affirmation, I will always use my power to uplift others. Let it guide your actions, your words, and your intentions. Start each day asking yourself, how will I empower, uplift those around me today? My kids, my partner, my friends, those I work with. And then at the end of each day, ask yourself, how did I use my power to uplift someone today? By setting the intention and reflecting on your actions, you can truly measure your impact and success. Until next time, stay inspired, keep shining bright, and keep using your power to uplift others. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Please download, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, be sure to visit my website at teresacaesar.com to check out my inspirational merch, connect to my social accounts, and much more. May you continue to be filled with wisdom, inspiration, and consciousness. Otherwise, friends, I will be back in 2 weeks for another episode of Heart to Talk.